next day was Tuesday the 17th. When we got up in the morning, we found the temperature was 91 degrees. Jack and Barbara had slept in the backyard on lawn chairs, and I don't know whether that was because it was cooler out there. He plays hockey at the university, I believe. We had breakfast around 10:30 in the morning, and then we left the Temple Square at 11 o'clock. Betty and I toured the visitor's building, the museum, the tabernacle, and we heard an organ recital by the organist who plays for the tabernacle singers. Then later we met Duncan and Gary, and we ate at the leading spot that was named Plump Turkey. And I didn't have turkey, I had a big, and I mean big, fruit salad. Then we went to Salt Lake. Gary wanted to go swimming in Salt Lake. And there wasn't too much to be said for that. It felt very slippery, the water, and thick. And it had many tiny little black bugs. They were washed up on the shore and they were in the water, so Gary didn't swim very long. At 5:30, we went back to the Grovers, had dinner about 6:30, real good lasagna, and fruit salad, delicious fruit salad. Then Barbara and Betty, Gary and I, went to the tabernacle to hear the choir rehearse. They were learning a German song and getting ready for their European tour. There are over 300 in the choir, and all of them are volunteers. It was a real thrill to see them in person and hear them sing. Temple Square is a beautiful place. They have many flower gardens, and the buildings are beautiful. The museum depicts the Mormon religion, and it's very interesting. When we got home, Barbara served delicious strawberry pie. We were up early the next morning and left the Grovers about 7 o'clock. We drove for a half hour and then had breakfast at Spring Chicken Restaurant in Wanship, I think the name was. As we went along the road, we saw a sign warning of the penalty against cattle rustling. We didn't know they did that anymore. About 9 o'clock, we came into Evanston, Wyoming by Route 89. And by 9:15, we were back in Utah again. This route seems to meander around up there. We went through Woodruff and Randolph, which are in Utah. Then about 9:45, we were back in Wyoming again. We went through Cokeville, and in 5 more minutes, we found ourselves in Idaho. Then in another 5 minutes, we were back in Wyoming. About 10:30, we reached Bridges National Forest, the elevation 6680. Then we went through Afton and Elkhorn, and went through a little town named Grover. We should have stopped and checked that one out, but we didn't. Etna was the next town, 5,500 elevation, and came along the Alpine River and the Snake River, Hoback Junction, and about that time, 12:10, we sighted the Tetons, and what a beautiful sight. We went through Teton Village, Jackson Hole, and we saw the elk in the pastures, and finally came to Grand Teton National Park. We arrived at Signal Mountain Lodge about 1:15 in the afternoon, and were directed to K3 Log Cabin, which was to be our home for a week. After we got settled in, we went over to Colder Bay, which was about 20 minutes' drive from where we were, and that was where Don's family and Bob's family they were camping at Colder Bay. But they weren't around at the time, so we came back home, and Betty and Duncan Gary went to Jackson, but I stayed home and was glad I did. We had a real hard thunderstorm. But it was cleared up by evening, and Don's and Bob's came over in the evening and visited with us. Next day was Thursday the 19th. We were up about 7:30 and went up to Teton Village to see the bull. We took the tram up with them. There were 10 of them. Two girls from Newcastle also. Norm and Normie Wilson also were with the group. We got them started down the trail and took pictures of them and of the clouds around, which were beautiful up there. And we could look down in the valley and see the Snake River. So we girls went back down then and went to Jackson Hole for the afternoon. We were going through all the souvenir shops trying to find Annie the turquoise comb, which she had asked me to bring back if I found one. We didn't find any. And Betty and I got to broadcast on their local radio station. A roving reporter was roaming around with his microphone and talking to people on the street, and he asked our names and where we lived and a few more questions, and then he handed us two tickets to the Pink Garter Theater. David Ferguson was starring there in Paint Your Wagon. They have tried to keep Jackson Hole a real Western town in these modern times. The walks in front of the stores are all wooden planks, and they stage shows, shoot-em-out shows, right in the center of town. Traffic stops until they put on the show. And then another time they had a stagecoach hold up. And the stores have all sorts of Western equipment. So back to Signal Mountain, and that evening, Bev and Mickey and the girls came over and we played 500. It began raining late in the afternoon and was still raining at night. We thought about the boys up on the mountain and the girls. In fact, it rained all night and all the next day, the 20th. Betty and Doug went for a ride, but I stayed home and wrote cards. Bev and Mickey and Judy all went to Jackson Hole, and Barbara, Beth, and Martha stayed with me, and we played card games. Then we got a call from the boys, come and get us. They had decided to come down the mountain. It was raining, and I think snowing part of the time up there, and they were all soaked and just felt they'd better get down off the mountain. So Betty and Dunk went and picked them up, and it was a mighty cold, wet, tired bunch. They all came to our cottage, and we had some snacks around, and Gary had some K rations that he had gotten somewhere and brought along. So they cleaned up everything we had. They were pretty hungry and tried to get dried, change their clothes. And then we found that Gary had hurt his arm sometime during the trip. It was when they were coming down off the mountain, and they had come through a field where there was a barbed wire fence. And I guess he had jumped over the fence and landed on his hand. And so he had quite a bit of trouble with that all night long. Couldn't sleep very well. It was hurting. So the next day, Dunk took him to Jackson Hole. I think it was Jackson Hole, to the hospital. It was clear in the morning and no sun, but cloud cover, and we couldn't see the Tetons. Dunk and Gary finally got back about 3:30, and he had his arm in a cast. He had broken a wrist bone. I went for a boat ride later on with Barbie and Bob and Don. That was fun. We rode around the lake. Everyone went to the chuck wagon for supper that night except me. I wasn't eating very well that day, so I didn't think I'd better try it because they gave very large portions, all you could eat, I guess, for $3. And they said it was quite a big meal. Bev, Mickey, and Bob came over then in the evening, and we played 500 again. The next day, Sunday, was cloudy most of the day. We had a couple showers, and it was cooler. We needed sweaters. Well, we had worn sweaters ever since we'd been there. It wasn't too warm. We took a ride up to Signal Mountain Summit, and that was a beautiful sight from there, down looking over the valley. We stopped over at Colder Bay, check on the rest of the family, and the boys had gone rafting and the girls had gone horseback riding. That evening, the whole crowd came over to our cabin because we had heat in our cabin, and They, of course, were just camping out. They didn't have any heat except their campfire. There were 19 of us in the cabin that evening. Next day was Monday, and it was a beautiful day. It was sunny and it was warm. We left about 9 o'clock for Yellowstone and watched Old Faithful spout. About 11:50 was the time we were there. And then we saw these boiling pools of water, stopped to see that. On the way back, we saw 2 buck deer, but we didn't see any bear at all. We just toured around the Yellowstone Park there and came back about 4 o'clock, and Gary and his dad went into Jackson again. And Betty and I went up to the lodge for our supper. And we had some more 500 that evening. Bob, Bev, and Mickey came over. The next day, the temperature went from 55 in the morning to 70 in the afternoon. We were up early at 6 o'clock, and Betty and I went to breakfast about 7, and then we went to the beauty salon at Jackson Lake Lodge. And we had our hair done there at $6 a person. That afternoon, Barbie stayed with me while the rest of them went to Jackson. And we went down on the beach and threw stones in the water and watched the boats go by. Later on, Betty, Dunn, Gary, and I went to Jackson for dinner that evening in a real nice restaurant called the Silver Spur. That was when we saw the shootout on the square. And after we got back, Bruce and Judy stopped by, and then we went over to Calder Bay and sat around their campfire and had s'mores that Mickey made for us. And that was be our last evening there, so we enjoyed the visit with them, although it was pretty chilly, but we enjoyed the campfire. Next morning, Wednesday the 25th, we left Signal Mountain about 7 o'clock. We had breakfast at the Dubois Coffee Mill. We saw Big Diamond Buffalo Ranch, and the cattle would be right on the highway walking across. We'd have to wait till they got across. Then we saw a sign that said, "Cash for Cans, Recycle Aluminum." And the formations of red rock along the road, along the highway, were beautiful. The fields were very rocky, lots of big rocks in them. We saw a sign, "Wild River Indian Reservation," but we didn't see any Indians anywhere at all. We went through Lander. That's the place where Bruce took his course, mountain climbing course. And we passed a uranium mill. We came into Rollins, Wyoming about noon, so we had lunch there at the Holiday Inn. I had a chili burger, as I remember. Then we came to Laramie about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were on I-80 there. After much flat country, we came into mountains again, Medicine Bow National Forest, 8,960 elevation. Our last town in Wyoming was Cheyenne, and we cross over into Nebraska, and we're going through Pine Bluff about 4:40 in the afternoon, Kimball about 5:15, and now we'll go to the second side of this tape and continue on our way.